U.S. stock markets struggled to rebound Monday following a volatile trading week, which saw the Dow plunge 387 points in one day. Analysts blame the volatility on losses in the U.S. subprime markets, which could make credit harder to come by and further reduce consumer spending. Central banks around the world responded by increasing the amount of money available to lenders. Despite the continuing concerns, Alec Young, an equity strategist at Standard & Poor's, believes the economy is strong enough to weather the storm.
Our economists are forecasting 2% GDP growth this year. That's a slowdown from the 3.3% we saw last year, but it's a far cry from a recession. In addition, globally, we're still seeing very good growth.
But some investors believe the worries behind last week's losses are likely to stick around for a while. Wall Street trader Stephen Tamburino.
Actually, I do think there's going to be a recession. Market's been done a lot of correcting lately, but I think overall it's on a downward trend. And with housing the way it's been, and housing is really driving the market. That's the main reason.
The U.S. Federal Reserve says it will provide funds as necessary to help ease market concerns. But Barclays financial analyst Hank Potts expects a downward trend to continue.
The nervousness that we're seeing at the moment revolves around the fact that we don't know how deep these problems are, who has these problems, the extent of their liability, who's got the exposure. There's all these great unknown questions out there, and that's where the nervousness comes through.
Despite making gains early in the day, the Dow Index closed more than 3 points lower on Monday. Millar Sega, VOA News.